It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold. The next company we're going to look at is Atlas Engineered Products, AEP on the TSX Venture. It was sent in on Twitter as well from a tweet, and we answer all of our tweets that we're getting right now. Current price, around 49 cents. Market cap, 5.7 million. So it's a true micro or nano cap. What does the company do? Atlas Engineered Products is a supplier of trusses and engineered wood products. It is engaged in manufacturing trusses for commercial and residential buildings and delivering to its customers on Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland. Now, the stock is down 25% year to date. Since July 6th, however, it's risen around 14% from the 43 to 49 cent range. It appears to be a reaction to the company's announced definitive agreement to acquire Satellite Truss Limited, a private company that designs and markets roof trusses and engineered floor joists. So in the last quarter, first quarter revenue was up to 2.1 million. That's an increase of around 18%. However, net income fell to a loss of just under 300,000 in the quarter from a gain of 140,000 in the same period last year. So cut in half, basically. Adjusted EBITDA fell 60% to $83,000 from $222,000 in the same period last year. Now, the increase in revenue was a result of increased building activity on Vancouver Island and demand for Atlas's products. At the same time, the company enhanced capacity by adding a second production shift to handle the increased demand. If we look at the numbers fundamentally, earnings are negative right now, so it's you can't get a PE. Price to EBITDA, about 9.61. Current ratio, 1.77. Decent multiples. Debt levels are relatively high for a company of its size, but it does have some room there. While Atlas Engineered has experienced revenue growth from an increased building activity that it's seen, its earnings have fallen. EBITDA, like we said, has fallen 60%. Net income has fallen into losses over the last year, with the quarterly losses in three of the last four quarters. This is in contrast to the previous year, where the company did not experience any losses in any of its quarters. The current negative earnings position we see for Atlas makes it uninvestable at this stage from our fundamental perspective.